Game day on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here in cold Manhattan, Kansas for another edition of the PPPD edition, the daily edition of the podcast. If you guys new to the podcast, I failed to mention that on Sunday. If you guys new to the podcast, if any K-State, fellow K-State fans new to the podcast, this is all about the latest in the happenings of K-State athletics, sports pertaining to the Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas. This is game day. Of course, later on tonight, going down. Finally, the wait is over. We didn't think we'd get here, but here we are, folks, with game time. The Tax Act Texas Bowl between K-State and LSU later on tonight. Looking forward to that, man. Hopefully, we can somewhat make this a game. Not only that, but hopefully pull it out. I mean, this is an opportunity right here for K-State to do what they need to do. And I've already said it, and I know you guys are tired of hearing me talk about it. And now it's finally here. K-State going at it here. LSU later on this evening down in Houston, Texas. K-State started the year in the state of Texas. And we have a lot of K-State alumni there. Hopefully, they'll show up in Houston tonight. And the season will end in Texas tonight. So, hopefully, we beat Stanford. We were all over Stanford early on this way back in 2021, the beginning of the season. And now we're in, obviously, the new year in 22, where K-State will look to pull off. I know LSU 6-6 in we're just a full, we're a 4-point underdog. I'm looking into the Falcons. They're the same thing heading into their game, which they're playing spoiler. But speaking of spoiler, K-State looking to spoil LSU. And you heard me throughout the dailies leading up to this game. It is a big deal for K-State to win this game. You lose, and, well, you still have a winning season, but you're going to be 7-6. 8-5 sounds a lot better. I mean, unfortunately, the first year that Klieman came on board, we're 8-5 and had a chance to win, had a 9-win season. That was failed by Navy. Hopefully, I mean, K-State can go down there, and then LSU, its first losing season in quite some time. I don't know when's the last time LSU has lost, had a losing season. I don't know, but when you put a lot of 6-6 teams in these type of bowl games, yeah, you put that in that risk. So you can ask the Florida Gators that's about that. Even though Rutgers got the invite, they still had a losing season, which this is what it is nowadays with these so-called 43 bowl games. We can just put anybody we want to in there, even with a losing record. So there's that as well. But K-State, an opportunity to make it happen tonight and to get in this offseason with some momentum. So that's that. There you go with that situation. All right, so I wanted to talk. We're going to switch gears real quick, obviously. I talked enough about K-State LSU. If you missed out any of the dailies referring to position previews, you can go check it out on the Purple Project podcast feed. Now, switching to basketball real quick, obviously, yesterday, Mark Smith. I talked about him in over the weekend, his big time performance. And I might have said that. No, I said it about Ugly, but Mark Smith, his big performance is, double performance. He was named Flip 66, Big 12 Newcomer of the Week yesterday. Big time performance, which he got a career highs in points. With 25, of course, Smith, who came over from the University of Missouri, became the first Wildcat since assists became an official NCAA stat back in 1976-77 to post a game of at least 25 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists. He set career highs in points, like I just said, in rebounding with 16 in assists, and he gave up no turnovers. How rare is that? You give up no turnovers in a basketball game where, obviously, you run up and down the court, sometimes trying to be too loose with the basketball, but how rare is that you don't turn the football, basketball over in basketball. In 39 minutes of action, 16 rebounds were the most by a player in a conference game. You got to go back to the great Michael Beasley. Collected 17 rebounds against Mark Smith. Mark Smith's former school, Missouri. How about that? February 16th, you got to go back to 2008 for that as well. And then Mark Smith also became the first Wildcat to earn weekly honors since Dean Wade back in 2016. And the first K-State player to be selected for a Big 12 weekly honor since the 2019-20 season. Overall, it marks the school's 32nd newcomer of the week honor since inception of the Big 12 back in 1997, including 7th under head coach Bruce Weber. And it's the second career weekly honor for Smith, who was named the SEC Player of the Week 2 years ago, back in December 7th, while playing at Missouri as well. So, yeah, in that game, Mark Smith, he was rolling, basically keeping the Cats at striking distance. They were trailing by 11, but, yeah, Mark Smith, he was the only one that was putting the ball in the basket, making plays, keeping them in the game. Let's not forget this game. They played without Marquise Noel's production. So we had Marquise Noel in this ball game. Who knows? We could have won this game. I mean, it was right there for the taking there towards the end there. And Nigel Pack missed a three, late in the game. So I mean, it was right there for the take of the Cats, but unfortunately, it was not there. And oh, by the way, Kent Field did not mention Wildcat Nation. That double dip tonight for K-State sports. Obviously, I already mentioned big time. Actually, in both of these games are somewhat going to be simultaneously, but I believe K-State and Texas at Bramlage tonight here in Manhattan, Kansas, will start an hour earlier. So, actually, I will catch some of the game before flipping over to the Tax Act Texas Bowl tonight. So, we're going to have a big show, obviously, looking ahead to the weekly, our first one of the year. We will talk about the upset, Lady Cats put on Baylor, huge momentum forward there. Also, we will talk the men's basketball as well. It is shaping up to be a good first episode, the weekly edition of the podcast, episode 81, of course, for our first 80 episodes. It's in the archives as well, including a double dip, episode 79 and 80. Of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. You have not checked it out. Those of you who are new, please go back and download it. Check it out wherever you get your podcast and tell your friends about it. So we got something cooking here this week on the podcast. That's for sure. We'll go back, take a look. And of course, the ladies will be in action. I believe the game should be over when we hit the record button Wednesday night. So we're going to talk about it as well. So a lot of basketball, and of course we'll recap what took place. So it's going to be a big show ahead of us. So it's shaping up to be another late night. But hey, I love talking K-State sports. So that's what it is right there. Going back to Smith real quick here before I sign off here for the Pro Project Podcast. The double-double for Mark Smith was his fifth of his career. And Mark Smith has been rolling as of late. His fourth double-double in the last 8 games. And marks his fifth in his career as well. And tonight, K-State is going to have another hands-full matchup. They're going to be taking on Chris Beard in that Texas team as well. So no rest for the weary for the men's team here. And as they try to avoid going 0-2 in Big 12 play tonight against Texas, who comes in here 11-2, and of course 1-0 in the Big 12 as well. And oh, by the way, former head coach Texas Tech, Chris Beard. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, now on the other team, Texas, so Texas Longhorn. So you know this is going to be a defensive battle, that is for sure. And K-State at home will look to avoid 0-2, and hopefully they need to carry some of that Lady Magic with them. Hopefully they can knock off Texas. So we'll see what happens there with them. They desperately, as my co-host on the podcast put it, you're already up against the wall already. So you do not want to go 0-2 industry play in a quarter. You need if you want to be right there for a chance to sneak into the tournament, you need these type of wins. So for Bruce Weber and Mark Smith and the Cats, hopefully, at the recording before I head in for work. I don't know the stats on Noel, Marquise Noel at this point. Hopefully, they'll get him back and they can have at least him on the floor. And of course, Nigel Pacquiao as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. 8-4 Cats tonight taking on 11-2 Texas and Bramlage on the basketball side. And on the gridiron, the season finale tonight, the Tax Act Texas Bowl, LSU K-State, 8 p.m. on ESPN on primetime. That's where most of my attention is going to be at. When the clock strikes 8, and I'm sure K-State Nation will be as well. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Apple, Audio Boom, Amazon, and more. The Purple Project Podcast. A big night tonight for K-State Athletics. Begins with basketball at 7 Central Time tip-off, and then late an hour and change later, in Houston, the Tax Axe Texas Bowl. Tigers, Wildcats look to knock off another. And the last time they were in this bowl, they knocked off an SEC West opponent. They look to do it again tonight. Eddie Greer signing off for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! We'll talk to you next edition of Triple P.